Coach Speck joins us in the studio. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm just well. You know what? I'm good, but I'm a little melancholy today because you know we announced yesterday. Producer Laura's last day is tomorrow.
I know.
She's
leaving us.
Now, I need your help on this because you go through this every year. You take a person. She was a youngster. She comes here. I recruited her. Well, actually, R.C. McBride recruited her. But then I bring her in here, and she becomes the woman she is today after 4 years.
I think her parents had a little bit
and
more
then she's
that.
Leaving me. She's leaving me, not unlike the process you go through every year with these kids. Sometimes are with you 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and you get them just the way you want them, and then they
bolt on you.
They got to graduate. You know, amazing how that happens. But same thing with a lot of our young people within the program. You develop coaches, you develop young trainers and young managers, and they as soon as you kind of get them the way you want them, they move on.
Yes.
That's what we do. You know, it's a job we're in, and it's a constant. Never-ending cycle.
Yeah, I think she's going to go pro. That's just
yeah.
My
she's
opinion.
Very good. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Just my opinion.
Yeah,
I think she's
really
going to go pro. All right. Well, we know the outcome of the game. We're going to talk more about the game tonight with Ted Schmitz and
sure.
Dick Ludke tonight. Hopefully in the beer garden at Schooners. It's football weather. I'm boating for outdoors.
Yeah,
we'll
it's very nice. As long as the wind's probably not blowing, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah. So I want to focus on a couple of things. Number one, the positive, and that is this: is a redshirt freshman or is he a true freshman? True
yeah.
freshman.
He's 17 years old.
This kid out of he's 17.
Yeah, he's young.
He had a heck of a game.
He should be in high school still.
Really?
Yeah. He graduated
early. Accelerated program?
No, I think mom and dad started him in school a little earlier. You know, he was in private schools.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's a year ahead. He might turned 18 if he has. I don't think he has. But
wow,
he's a
how
young
about
guy.
That? Well, his name is James Robinson. He had a great game. Yep. Ran for, 100, over 100 yards.
Right. Catches the ball well.
That's mm-hmm. something that, did you know that? Did you see that when you watched him in high school?
I didn't. You know, we thought he had pretty good ball skills. You know, he came to our camp when he was young as a freshman. In between his freshman and sophomore years, you know, that June day, just finished his freshman year, was going into a sophomore year. And we really liked him and thought he was going to be a really good player, so we offered him a scholarship as long as he could make his grades and qualify. He became a very hot prospect for a while, and you know, he had an Iowa offer. And took his time, and, you know, the Big Ten, they don't wait. You know, people don't wait. And pulled the offer, and he fell back. You know, we hung in there with him, and he was going through some maturity issues and got better and better in school. And he's an intelligent kid. He's just very, very quiet, and we thought we had a real diamond in the rough, and set all kinds of records, you know, from a rushing standpoint in the state. So good
here
player.
Here he is. Not many anymore true freshmen playing.
Not many. Not here anyways.
Because you want but because you lost a great running back in conference last year, you felt you had to make that move, huh?
Well, that and you know, George Moyera broke his collarbone.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
George was a pretty solid back. Jamal Towns is a good back. He's basically our starting tailback, but he's a little guy, and we can't give him the ball 20, 30 times all a game because he's not going to hold up. And he's more of a – he's kind of a situational guy, and he's a really good little player. You know, James is a bigger back, and, you know, he's a hard guy to tackle. He runs real good routes. He can catch the ball well. He's learning the protection side of it. He's missed a few protection issues, you know, but that's part of learning how to be a running back. It's kind of like playing basketball without the ball in your hand. You know, running backs, receivers got to learn to play football without the ball in their hand, and that's the hard part for a young guy like James, who's been the center of attention. He's got to learn to play better with the ball not in his hand. So that's just kind of where it is.
So then and
good player, though. Very good.
Well, yeah, because obviously you have confidence in him because you're throwing to him and he's handling kickoffs.
Right. Now that's something I didn't – you know, he wasn't a – because they rested him at high school. That's kind of where they rested him on special teams. That's where he really has helped us. But now we have to be careful because we're using him more on offense and we can't – he gets a little tired at the end of the games now. And he's not quite – he hasn't gone through a whole year and a couple years of strength and conditioning yet, and so he gets a little worn out at the end of the game, so we got to watch his reps.
So here you go. You got a player comes in. He's used to being the running back. He's the go-to guy all the time. Things change in college. He's asked to receive passes, what, out in the flat, I imagine?
Correct.
Yeah, they line him up. And
by the way, he's on a kickoff team, too, so he goes down and tackles people.
Oh, he really?
Yeah. And so, but people probably don't notice
that. Is that something he did in high school?
No, but he's such a good hitter. He'd be a real good defensive player because he can hit people.
Yeah.
And he's on a kickoff team now. We had to take him off of that.
All right. Now, this is going to be crazy because you say he's a good defensive player. How big is he? What's his
215 number? Pounds. You know, 5'11", 6 foot.
Oh, so
5'11".
All right.
Yeah, he's a compact, put together guy. 5'10 and a half.
So, here, I mean, who knows what lies ahead? And I want to bring this up because Cam Meredith, who's now was with you guys,
correct,
plays for the Chicago Bears, is seeing some significant playing time. Had a great game outside of one fumble.
Mm-hmm.
130 yards, 9 catches. You recruited him. He was a quarterback.
Right. And Cam walked on here.
Was a walk-on.
Right. And he was a guy who was a very good basketball player, was from St. Joseph, Westchester St. Joseph, home of Isaiah Thomas. Those of you who are basketball aficionados. And Isaiah was a great player. We played him in high school when I was a sophomore. I wasn't a basketball player, but we played in the Final Four down in Assembly Hall against Isaiah. So it's kind of ironic we were able to recruit Cam, and we got him to walk on, and he was pretty stubborn about staying at quarterback. He had a really live arm. He just didn't, and I don't think he'd ever become our starter. You know, I said, Cam, you know, you're standing next to me. You're one of the best athletes. We were in the 2012 playoffs. We had a week where we were a bye week, and I told the staff, I said, we're moving him to receiver for about 3 days, and you're going to throw the ball to him a lot. Because we worked with our young guys, and they didn't know how kind of ball skills, and I came in the staff room. I said, what about it, ball skills? It's really good ball skills. You haven't taught him a thing and can catch him. So we moved him, and it took him 2 years. He was really stubborn, and you had to put it right in front of him, you know, and he said, yeah, I should move. Yeah, you should. And just think if he would have been there for 4 or 5 years. So he's still developing. When the NFL people came through here, I said, you know, he's still developing. I think his best football is ahead of him. You know, he had a great second half of his career here, second half of his senior year here.
Yeah.
National championship game wasn't one of his better games, but up until then, he's having a great end of the career there because he's getting better and better and better. So I thought his ceiling was very high because he's a very good athlete, and it is. He's doing very well.
And that has to be encouraging for anybody, and you could use him as an example.
Sure.
Saying you can walk. We don't have a scholarship for you right now, but if you walk on, you never know. Look at this guy.
Right. We've had a couple of Redbird Bowls the last two Tuesdays. We've gotten full pads, and we keep our young guys and go about 15, 20 plays live in a scrimmage situation. They're mostly on scout team, the guys who aren't playing much, you know, mostly your young players. And we have a lot of good young players, and a lot of there's 3 or 4 walk-on guys in there that are going to be really good players, some from this community. We have very good players who walked on our program from this community here, Bloomington Normal, that I think are going to be very good players.
Now, when you say that, does that mean they may get some help with tuition?
Down the road, yeah.
Down the road?
That's what's nice about FCS football, is that you can help a guy, you know, and split a scholarship and help him out. And, you know, FBS football, it's all or nothing.
Right.
So, obviously, you say to staff, oh, boy, I don't know if we can do that, you know. Well, here you can try to help a guy, but you have to be careful with your – it's a long process, but – you have to have your initial count and all that stuff. You have to stay within NCAA rules. But there's a lot of good young players here.
All right. We'll talk more about the game ahead Saturday night.
Well, thanks for having me on.